News starts right now.
Morning, everyone. We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
Whenever we have a county commissioner that publicly denies representation to a part of, and thank you for smiling and laughing, James, this is a real funny situation, denies representation due to the color, gender, or political affiliation of a citizen once they are elected is in violation of Florida State 350.041.
So, yeah, I thought maybe we'd have a little bit more follow-up on this at the Santa Rosa County Commission, and sure enough, we did. Not a lot in terms of the number of people who spoke, but what we lack in quantity, we make up for in quality. So that's Sherry Chapman, of course, one of the founding members of the Pitchfork Posse. More on this in just a moment. Talking about James Caulkins and claiming that he has violated state statute. I'm not convinced that he has, but unprofessional, yeah, that's a little bit of a gray area, let's say. But she says,
I'm asking those citizens that are outraged by such behavior, follow this link on your computer and print off the information to file an ethics violation against this. We are not that in Santa Rosa County.
So she goes on and talks about how she's worked with Democrats and worked with non-party affiliates and worked with Republicans. She's a Democrat, or sorry, she's a Republican. She made the same glitch yesterday, but she's a Republican, and she says it look like the athletic fields that you play on, you know, and take your kids out on. She's talking to James Caulkins. You know that those were built by a cooperative of Republicans and Democrats and built at a time when Democrats controlled the county. And then she got to the, homage to County Commissioner Ray Eddington moment.
To quote, this shit has to stop. We're not going to put up with it in Santa Rosa County. Either you stop it or we'll stop you. Take your choice. Yes, I have been labeled the Pitchfork Posse. Well, the Pitchfork Posse people in this county, we are taking the dung out of Santa Rosa County.
And trust me when I say, Candy, what do I always say? There's more to come.
There's more to come.
There's a lot more
right
to come.
Right around the corner.
All of a sudden, that my names are going on. Anyway, Louise Massey, she was speaking there yesterday. And, you know, she was the one that on Monday had brought up the Nazi comparisons. Remember, if you're not familiar with her. She'd also run for office several years ago.
I was recently called an agitator by a member of the press.
Not me.
Member of the Pitchfork Posse. Proud of that. We're trying to do good in this county. We're trying to bring people together.
I like that they're embracing the label, so I don't have to feel guilty about using it against them anymore. About them. Against them might be a little bit strong.
Today, I call for your resignation, Mr. Caulkins. If you don't resign, we will try as hard as we can to get you out of that seat.
So she says, you know, this is what Sherry Chapman wants. She wants everybody to call and file an ethics complaint against James Caulkins. Louise Massey says that you should resign and get out of the seat. And then things got weird.
There was an incident on June 5th, 2023.
This is Michael Stevens. He's the one that showed up at the zoning board meeting to raise hell about all this and then got told by, you know, Kerry Smith that he wasn't talking on the right thing, so he couldn't talk, and he got escorted off the podium. And then he showed up at the meeting on Monday and said that he was being silenced and wanting Kerry Smith to resign and his rights are being violated, and he got escorted away from the podium again. I think he's going for 3-0, but here you go.
Where I received retaliation from District 2 Commissioner Kerry Smith after the public forum was over. I was in the hallway stretching my legs, and Kerry Smith aggressively confronted me. He started to let me know that I dressed, looked, and sounded like a idiot. He continued this attack, saying that I was a brown shirt who needed the armband as a Russian serf. He went on as far as questioning my loyalty to my country.
And what do I keep saying?
There's more to come.
But wait.
Oh, but wait.
That's just the start. Yeah. I believe him. I do not believe that he's accurate in this. I think that Kerry Smith did not say it. Kerry Smith denies it. We'll get into all that. But okay, here goes. And by the way, this material did not come with the censor bleeps built in. We had to add those.
We appreciate
those are aftermarket
you,
audio modifications. That's,
so
that's right.
My dad, who died last year, an Army Korean veteran who fought for this country, and my three brothers who served. Due to a disability, I am not allowed to serve. I am a protected class. I am a disabled American who was attacked.
Yeah, this got a foul mouth, too.
Year.
I did not say that word. I don't like somebody saying that I said something
group.
That I did not. You're a...
You did!
And Joe, I did not. Show me proof of that.
Sir, you told me that. You told me I was a brown shirt. The sheriff drugged me away to protect me because you were aggressively beating on your shirt and telling me I was a brown shirt when you...
And breathe, like I tell my boys when they're involved in a conflict. Just step back, leave the area, take a breath. But wait!
There's more.
I said, my tie? I said, I think I look pretty good. And that's when he told me I looked like... You did. You did. I don't care, Mr. Kerry. You need to resign today. You cannot tell James McCawkins about any kind of ethics when you don't have any, when you come out in the hallway and attack a Santa Rosa County taxpayer. I expect your resignation by the end of the day, or I'm not only going to call the governor, I am going to do everything because I've already picked your replacement.
The threats are flying. Okay, so that's if you're counting at home. That's, again, that's two calls for the resignation of James Cawkins, one call for the resignation of Commissioner Kerry Smith. Everybody's
threatening. Not James McCawkins.
James McCawkins, excuse me. Yeah, that's going to come up in just a second again. James McCawkins. He is an associate of James. I don't know why he's getting the name wrong, if he's getting it wrong on purpose or for some weird effect. I'm not really very sure. One thing I do know is he was emphatic about demonstrating his patriotism.
You proved to me you are disloyal. You proved to me you are unethical, and you owe me and this country an apology, because, sir, I have the American flag tattooed on my body to show my allegiance to the Constitution. And yes, I am mad. And I hope the public gets mad.
Yeah, what was your reaction there,
Kerry?
I don't know. I'm watching.
Okay, that's
one.
That's
an okay one.
What? Just because you have the
American...
Well,
exactly.
I'm not putting anybody down. Good for you for having the American flag. I have a Matchbox 20, but it's not because I have an allegiance to Rob Thomas, but go ahead.
Well, I think this is the new standard. That's how you know somebody is patriotic, is whether they have an American flag tattooed
or
on themselves.
Or a Matchbox 20.
So, Colton Wright.
Mr. Stevens, your time is up. You may want to stay for just a moment.
Yeah, I'm a little offended.
Commissioner Smith, hold on just a moment. You may want to stay for a second. You can be as mad as you want. We gave you your 4 minutes. Let me just remind you, the First Amendment goes both ways. Everybody gets a First Amendment, right?
Yep.
So he has his, I have mine. Yep. Mr. McCawkins has his, right? So...
I would get a tattoo of Colton Wright right now. I love Colton. I've known him since he was a kid, since we were kids.
Best
good guy
joke ever.
And he didn't even catch it.
County commissioners, the chairman making the reference.
Mr. McCawkins has his.
Nice.
Colton Wright tattoo by the end
Colton
of summer.
Wright, yeah, that's
absolutely
right.
We should probably be pretty careful about using being upset about verbal threats and using profane language if we're going to use it ourselves. Okay, so this isn't a back and forth. This is my time to say something to you, okay? So I'm going to give you a warning. The next person that comes up and uses the F word is going to be shut down, because First Amendment doesn't necessarily protect everything if it's going to be obscene and be offensive to people in that way, okay? So if you use that language again, you will not be permitted to speak, okay? And I can assure you, if somebody drops an F-bomb up here, they will be admonished the same way.
Oh, look, the adult showed up. Aw.
He's always been the adult of his group.
That's right. So, No, there's no significance to it except that it's just a giant popcorn show. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. It's you for a while, what happened is, you know, Santa Rosa County used to be the chaos place. And then it kind of simmered down a little bit after they managed to get rid of former county administrator Dan Shubler. And then Milton, who knew Milton, you know, became the most dramatic of all of the things. And I think somebody, and some of these people are crossovers from Milton and Santa Rosa County Commission, but, you know, James McCaukins is only at the commission. And so they, it's too funny. I know. So now, you know, like, I want the title back. Give me a shot. All right, here's the championship fight. So I think we're probably back to acknowledging that, because I listened to the last Milton City Council meeting, and it was relatively drama-free. I mean, there's some stuff we'll talk about on Monday. But
okay.
This, however, is... This is a new low. We got F-bombs on tape in the meeting, multiple profanities, quoting commissioners committing profanity, and everybody's asking for everybody to resign. So,
and it's still a step down from the Nazi shouting earlier this week.
Oh, no, fair enough. You're right. You know, I forgot about all the Nazi references. That didn't happen again yesterday. 521. There's no and then about all of this, okay? Just basically trying to figure out how to not have... you know, the high degree of profanity and personal attacks in the public forum. But look, I mean, you know, you want drama? I give you the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting. You know, there's a writer's strike, but this stuff's unscripted. 522 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. When it comes to heating or cooling your home, you got a lot of choices for HVAC maintenance, repairs, or replacement. You want to be able to pick up your phone and confidently know you got the right company, the right stuff, the right price, and a 100% guaranteed satisfaction. That's Peden Air Conditioning, Heating, and Electrical. They will take care of you. Right now, they have got a $1,000 off deal off of Briggs & Stratton whole home generator. We're not into the heavy season of hurricane season yet, but if you don't have a generator and you want one, and this is a good price, right? So give them a call and find out what it implies. Free sewer camera inspections, and then if you do need some work done, $250 off any repairs that they find they need to do. They are hiring in Baldwin County, HVAC technicians and plumbers, and they are serving Baldwin County. So electrical, heating, air conditioning, any of that stuff that you need, Peden. Find out more at peaden.com.
Do you struggle with occasional nerve aches in your hands or feet? Try Nervive Nerve Relief from the world's number one nerve care company. Nervive tablets contain alpha-lipoic acid to relieve nerve aches, weakness, and discomfort, plus B-complex vitamins to support healthy nerve function as you age. Live life with less nerve discomfort with Nervive Nerve Relief. Learn more at NerviveHealth.com. And try Nervive Pain Relieving Cream to block nerve pain signals at the source. Use as directed.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Here at the Almond Joy Factory, where tropical vibes abound, we use soft, fresh-tasting coconut.
The crunchiest almonds and delicious chocolate candy.
Ah, but do you know what our most important ingredient is?
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Almond Joy's got nuts and something even way better than that. Yes, Almond Joy is made with almonds and joy.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
These aren't the droids we're looking for.
How satisfying it is to have listeners texting in callbacks to earlier segments of this show in response to current segments of this show. Somebody said, well, that Santa Rosa County Commission sure is a cluster bleep.
It is,
nice.
Though.
Nice, yeah. Oh, look at you.
I didn't know
you.
They were so exciting.
You're so sweet, yeah.
When I first started in radio, I had to do the dairy meetings.
Oh, yeah.
Like in upstate New York. These are way better.
Oh.
These are exciting.
Better is, I don't know, that's the word I would use.
Well, they're not boring.
That's fair. Yeah. As one person texted me at 437-1620, come to the Santa Rosa County Commission meetings for a shrill pitchforking popcorn fest. yeah, okay.
That was the roundabout lady, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah. That's right. That's right. We don't want a roundabout here in Santa Rosa County. 525 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
I think I'm going to start selling popcorn outside the building. former President Donald Trump has been indicted on several criminal charges in the classified documents case. Trump taking to Truth Social yesterday. He says he's totally innocent, will plead not guilty. This is after the months-long investigation to documents found at Mar-a-Lago.
What I wonder about this is, I wonder what the campaign donation value to former President Trump of this indictment will be, and if that's an ethics violation for the Federal Elections Commission.
That's a valid, 'cause
this is like just about guaranteed to give him the nomination. So yeah, how much money is it worth to him, both in fundraising and in outcome, to get indicted again?
Well, the last indictment,
the 10 points in the polls
soared,
at least.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, so it's going to be, I'm sure that's something we'll be seeing over the next few weeks or month or whatever, but yeah, that's going to be a huge value to them.
First president ever to be indicted for a federal charge. This whole thing is so insane. Anyway, go ahead, David.
Well, the haze is starting to lift in the Northeast. The smoke from those Canadian wildfires, of course, has been real thick in recent days, causing a lot of issues in New York City, Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., and winds and an eastern cold front are going to start blowing that smoke away from the U.S. by this weekend. A federal court has ruled playing explicit music in the workplace is grounds for claiming sexual harassment. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals this week ruled on a case where the owners of a warehouse that allowed employees to play loud music that was called sexually graphic and violently misogynistic. An employee filed a lawsuit.
Misogynistic?
Oh, then it's probably okay.
I mean, what if it's not violently? You know, what if you got something that's okay, like middle level misogyny? Then it's,
well, yeah, it's not specifically covered, but you'd probably be okay.
It's not specifically covered. Go ahead.
No, I think that was all I had. An employee filed a lawsuit against the company, and they ruled that it was, playing that music was grounds for claiming a sexual harassment case.
Well, I don't know if they did enough research on the employees to find out what pre-existing deals were in place.
But I was told that I could listen to the radio at a reasonable volume from 9 to 11.
It's my favorite movie.
It's one of the best movies ever.
I have a fax machine.
5:28 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, we try to tell people the 5 o'clock hour is different. David, thanks so much for the update, man. I appreciate it. Yeah, there was a lot of big news yesterday, really. I mean, you know, you had the news that Trump was getting indicted on these 7 charges, and it's still a little bit secret because we don't know all the details yet, but, you know, Trump says he was, and we believe that to be accurate, and, you know, sources who can't go on record have confirmed that it's happening. This is all related to him having all the classified documents at Mar-a-Lago, and the difference, they say, between Biden having them in the Corvette room or Trump having them in the Foot Locker or whatever is that Trump knew that he had them. And there's this video that I guess nobody's really seen, but it's out there allegedly of him talking about some classified documents he had that he wanted to share with other people, but wasn't certain if he had the ability to share them because of their classification status, which does two things. Number one, if that video is accurately reported, if that's true, that video would establish premeditation of him knowing that he had the documents and that he wasn't necessarily supposed to have them. Also, it undercuts his longstanding claim that by president and, you know, just by breathing over the documents, he declassifies them. That video would indicate that that is not true. But, you know, there's a lot between here and an actual trial or a conviction, which, you know, these things typically take so long that it wouldn't happen all that quickly. So that's kind of what's going on. Then also yesterday, the Supreme Court on a 5-4 ruling told Alabama they had to redraw their districts because they don't have enough enough drawn so that black people could elect a black representative. Remember, they have seven districts, and one of their congressional districts right now is a black district, but the argument has been that it was gerrymandered for racial reasons. I remember looking at the districts and how they were drawing in the racial makeup and thinking, I don't know how you win this case, but they did, 5-4. Kavanaugh and Roberts voted with the liberals on this one, so they're going to have to redo.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. For the first time in history, a former president is facing federal charges. Former President Donald Trump indicted by the Justice Department over alleged mishandling of classified documents. Trump posting on Truth Social.
I'm an innocent man. We will prove that again. 7 years of proving it, and here we go again. Very unfair, but that's the way it is.
He'll be in court Tuesday in Miami. The indictment comes as Trump heads to North Carolina and Georgia. Former ally turned rival Ron DeSantis and former right-hand man Vice President Mike Pence will be sharing the spotlight with campaign appearances. So when will this wildfire haze ease up?
The weather models we're using to model this don't run more than a day into the future. So it's a day-by-day basis.
Meteorologist David Roth of the National Weather Service. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3. 72 right now. It is partly cloudy in Pensacola. Another fireworks show at the Santa Rosa County Public Forum yesterday. This time, Commissioner Kerry Smith drawing the ire of a resident who alleged the two had a confrontation after a meeting on Monday.
Kerry Smith aggressively confronted me. He started with letting me know that I dressed, looked, and sounded like a f***ing idiot. He continued this attack, saying that I was a brown shirt who needed the armband as a Russian serf. He went on as far as questioning my loyalty to my country.
Smith denied the claims that Michael Stevens made. Stevens has spoken out against Kerry Smith the last two times the commissioners have met. Both times led to him being escorted away from the podium by a Santa Rosa County deputy. Sounds like there's going to be a new District 1 Medical Examiner's office built in Santa Rosa County, whether it's Gambia County leaders like it or not. State Senator Doug Broxson talked with Channel 3 about the
issue. Three of the four counties have agreed to move the facility. That's the final decision. The only decision that Scambia can make is if they want to set up their own separate facility, hire their own separate medical examiner. And if they choose to do that and the citizens of Scambia think that's a good use of public funds, then that's exactly what they'll do.
In addition to Escambia, the office also serves Walton, Okaloosa, and Santa Rosa County. Some of the Escambia County commissioners believe the office should stay here as Escambia accounts for roughly half of the autopsies in the district. Officials over at Eglin Air Force Base say they're enhancing their security measures at restricted areas on Santa Rosa Island. We get more from News Radio's Joe Ford.
The closed test areas on the island stretch from the El Matador condos in Fort Walton Beach all the way to Navarre Beach. There, they test lethal air power and house training missions conducted by Air Force Special Operations, the Army's 6th Ranger Training Battalion, and the 7th Special Forces. Unfortunately, Eglin leaders say the closed portion of the beach is an easy target for trespassers looking to take advantage of the secluded charm of closed beaches. Now they've put up additional barriers and signage, and security forces will be patrolling the areas, issuing citations to those they catch. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
The woman accused of shooting and killing her neighbor in Ocala over a dispute about her children being held without bond, Susan Lorenz, appeared in court on video from the Marion County Jail yesterday. Lorenz accused of shooting Ahike Owens on June 2nd at her home in Ocala, Lorenz claiming self-defense in that case. And the Blake Doyle Skate Park has been open for just a little bit over a month now. Tomorrow, though, is going to be its official opening day celebration.
You know, the whole kind of why behind it and reason, kind of from the beginning and for this event with the skate park is to bring people together. I think that, like, we're so divided right now, and skating, art, and music can bring people together and kind of help transcend some of what divides us.
That's John Schell. He says the day-long event will start at 9 a.m. tomorrow. It'll feature the New Balance demo featuring pros Andrew Reynolds and Jamie Foy. You can also expect clinics, contests, live music, and food trucks at the event. It is 534 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast. Hold on here. There, let's try one more time. Our Channel 3 weather forecast.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing a chance of rain through the afternoon hours. Temperatures warming up today, upper 80s, low 90s. Overnight tonight, temperatures staying in the 70s. As you go into Saturday, our summertime pattern continues. Afternoon showers and thunderstorms possible. Temperatures warming up into the upper 80s and low 90s. Feeling warm through the afternoon and overnight dropping back into the 70s. This nice weather will continue into Sunday with that typical summertime pattern continuing. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you so much for that update, Brooke. It's 72. Clear skies right now in Pensacola. Happy Friday to you. Your next news at 6. Breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Tune in to News Radio Pensacola on the FM dial at 92.3 and 95.3. Listen on the AM dial at 1620. Stream us online at newsradio923.com or download the News Radio Pensacola app. You can also listen to podcasts of all of our local shows on demand and get news and traffic alerts. Listen to local talk shows in the morning and afternoon drive, and we're Pensacola's home for Brian Kilmeade. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola. Online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
The cost of healthcare is all in the news. Tune in Tuesday morning at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel as ProHealth will be the guest and we'll be discussing how ProHealth medical membership programs can help you take out the stress and cost of healthcare. That's Tuesday morning at 10 as ProHealth will be the guest on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up, this message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale, this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, 5:39 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Yesterday, we had an opportunity to talk to Chris Phillips, relatively recently moved over from Santa Rosa County, where he was the code enforcement official, over into Escambia County, where he is now the transportation engineer for Escambia County. Chris, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And by the way, Chris, who used to be with Santa Rosa County, so welcome across the water, so to speak, to a different and relatively new job. I listened to you talking at the town hall that Jeff Bergosh had in Buell the other night. You did a really good job, which is why I wanted to have you on this morning. So let's talk about some of the traffic things that are going on in Escambia County. I have not driven the roundabout. It's been that long since I've been out to Perdido. I keep, you know, everybody wanted it real bad, and now that they have it, it sounds like everybody's angry about it. Is it working well, working poorly, a catastrophe? You tell me.
Well, Andrew, you know, we hear the same things that you're hearing. And honestly, I took the opportunity on Saturday
to hop on my motorcycle and ride out that way. And I rode through it no less than four times between the hours of, I think, probably around 10 to noon. I rode over to Alabama and saw all the traffic they have over there and turned around and came back through Perdido. And if we could just convey the message that it is a slow speed maneuver. It is absolutely not a fast maneuver. It's not as fast a maneuver even as the new one at 17th Avenue. I mean, we have advisory signs now warning not only locals, but tourists. And they're spaced out a half mile ahead of it, 800 feet with a flashing beacon, 600 feet and 400 feet. And I went through there as late as yesterday, went through it two more times. And as long as everyone is making it a safe, slow maneuver, using their signal where appropriate, it's working fine. The problems we're having is we've had a few instances, and I don't really even understand how this happens, where people are going straight through the middle of it. And I have to believe that you're either on your phone or you're intoxicated if you go straight through the middle of that roundabout, because you're bouncing off of curbing to get to that point if you're going straight. Wow. So, again, we just encourage citizens to take their time. I mean, it's a learning process, because there aren't that many roundabouts in the Pensacola area, clearly. But if they will take their time, never, ever stop while you're in the circle. If you're approaching the roundabout, you are to yield to traffic in the circle. But the responsibility for those in the circle is to use your signal where applicable to let your fellow motorists know what you're doing.
So from your point of view, the thing is designed just fine. But for whatever reason, whether it's cell phones or not watching or distracted or who knows, or drunk, you know, that's the real source of the problem, not the design inadequacy. Is that basically right?
That's what we believe. I mean, okay. It was designed by a licensed engineer, and they ran traffic through it using computer simulations, and it works.
Okay.
And I've done it. And lots of people have done it.
Well, I appreciate that, because that, you know, the perception I had was that we somehow had made a big mistake. And, you know, if you're telling me, then, not really. I'll take your word for it. You said something the other day in the Beulah Town Hall that, frankly, it concerned me, because you were talking about the Beulah interchange. And you made the comment that FDOT, because of rising costs of everything, which, you know, we understand that roads are now costing almost twice what they cost a couple of years ago, that the Beulah interchange, you made it sound like it wasn't a future fact. You used the phrase, they're interested, which is a different word than committed. It made me worried that the Beulah interchange is now back on the maybe list instead of in the yes, just a matter of time list.
Well, if I conveyed that, I apologize, because I mean it is still the number one priority of the Florida Alabama TPO.
Right, right.
FDOT has provided no indication to us in any conversations and meetings we've had that it's not going to happen.
Got it.
They are facing some very serious cost overruns, just like the county is. And so they're having to shovel some money around, and they work in 5-year increments. And this interchange has been on the back end of in year 4 and 5. And I believe that they have had to move some things around to be able to fulfill some current projects that are going. And I believe that it's going to reenter that work program next time we see that, which will be at the end of this year.
Okay. So it's not quite as concerning as maybe I had interpreted you as saying. It really is a future fact. It's more a question of how rather than if.
Yeah, and they're still doing, we are reevaluating the PD&E on the north side, because the county is looking to move, extend West Kingsfield, and we're going to literally move Beulah Road over in order to be able to realize more space in the landfill. We found that it is as economical to move the road over as it is to pay for wetland mitigation credits and split the landfill with the existing road. So things are moving. A lot is moving on the north end of I-10. On the south end, DOT is going to have a resurfacing project from Mobile Highway all the way up to Isaac's Lane, where the new interchange will be in 2025. So absolutely nobody has abandoned the project, and we have conveyed to them that it is our number one priority.
Chris, you are the Escambia County Transportation Engineer. Do you have any traffic tips for us? Like, this is stuff that people are doing that's making life hard, or this is stuff that people are doing that's making life easy? Because you see all the problem spots. Like, you're like the doctor seeing all the diseases. You know, you see the beach, and, you know, you see the construction, and you see Sorrento Road. You tell me. You see Davis Highway. You tell me, is there anything we can do better?
Well, Andrew, there are a few things, and the first and most important thing, and I know people get tired of hearing it, but put your phone down while you're behind the wheel. I mean, I guarantee you right now someone is listening to me speak, and they have their phone in their hand while they're driving down the road. And I'd ask that person, just put the phone down. And when you're at a traffic signal and it's red, and I understand, I think we all do it, you pick up your phone and you see what's going on Facebook. If you put your phone down there and pay attention to the signal, when it turns green, you can go. Now, I understand that around here, you kind of have to look and be cautious to make sure no one's running the light. But if you're on your phone typing that last text and you have eaten up 10 seconds of a 70-second green signal, then the people behind you, the last guy ain't going to make it. There's just no way he's going to make it. So, and also, We love our pedestrians. We do everything we can to take care of our pedestrians. But if you will use the pedestrian signals at the traffic signals, that is the safest place for you to cross. If you run across a road, or if you get halfway out there and traffic stops, again, we're interrupting flow at that point. And I have to encourage our citizens. Our citizens are our biggest asset, because they are our eyes and ears out in the county. I mean, I have a staff of 14. We can't be everywhere, but we have a traffic hotline, and we have an email, traffic@myescambia.com. If you see something that appears to be wrong with a signal, or a pedestrian crosswalk signal is not working, if you'll send us an email, we can get out there and we can get that fixed right away. Because if our citizens think something's wrong, it's most likely the case that there is something wrong. And I got to tell you, me and several of my staff, we listen to you all in the morning on the way in. Candy is a big help to us. When she says that a signal is flashing at a certain intersection, I'm not, while I'm driving, calling my folks right up and saying, "Hey, we need to get out there and we need to check this out." In some cases, the power's out. We can't do a whole lot about that. But if it's a problem that we can fix, we want to fix it.
Well, I appreciate that, because, you know, what happens, honestly, is typically when I see something's wrong, and, you know, the drivers in an area know what things are supposed to be like all the time, so you notice when things are wrong when it's your area, and I'll just text it to Wes, and he'll take care of it because he's a roads guy. Well, you're now my guy. I'm going to text you instead, so, because I know you're the one directly handling it. But traffic@myescambia.com, people want to report any of these things. And I really appreciate the note about the cell phones, because I had not thought about that. I'm well aware that, like, an accident on the side of the road that people slow down even 5 miles an hour for on the interstate is what causes a 2 mile backup. I get that, how traffic flow works. It had not occurred to me that the reason I'm stuck in traffic on Davis Highway, which, by the way, has gotten a lot better, kudos to your division for making that a lot better and timing those signals better, is because people, you know, they're spending 5 seconds on their phone at the light, and that makes everybody's day worse, because that's messing with the flow of traffic, how it is supposed to happen. So I really appreciate that note. Hey, I don't think we have a lot of time left, but I definitely wanted to ask you this question. Where are we on the ATMS, the Advanced Traffic Management System, and the new facility? How close are we to getting that, which is not just for, you know, the signals in Escambia County, but is also going to run like the Navarre Beach light and some other lights around this? It's a two-county project. So where are we at on that?
So we have, honestly, over the past 4 years, Escambia County has teamed with the Emerald Coast Regional Council, and we have a consultant that looks not only at Escambia signals, but they also look at Santa Rosa, like you mentioned, and all the municipalities. So it's really in the very early stages. The building itself, the facility itself, is under design through a local agency program agreement. And the Emerald Coast Council has selected a consultant to begin that. So that is underway. All of the fiber that is going in both counties is going to tremendously help in communications with the signals back to that facility. So things are absolutely in the works. So we have an office in our corner of the central office complex where we have screens, and sometimes that consultant comes to our office to to help out some of the other counties. So we're definitely taking a regional approach with this, and it is moving forward at quite a rapid pace.
And see, I didn't even make you say diverging diamond on the radio.
and I appreciate that.
I know. And I was interested to learn that we're getting one at 9 Mile and I-10 in addition to the one at Pine Forest and I-10. Oh, I did. You know what? I did have one extra thing, Chris. I would be I would be remiss if I didn't ask you just for maybe a 30 seconds on this. It seems like every Saturday we're breaking records to the beach with volume. We broke
records the past two Saturdays.
Yeah, I mean, and we're not even into the height of the season or anything yet. Like, I mean, what is there anything that can be done? I mean, it seems like a this year kind of problem, but I know it is already way better than it has ever been in the past, but what are y'all doing to help it now?
So we're looking. The new 3 Mile Bridge has aided us because there are now new cameras on the 3 Mile Bridge looking into Gulf Breeze.
Oh, good point.
And we added a camera at the main intersection at Port Pickens Road and Via de Luna, and we've also worked with the WeatherSim organization. They have a camera at the fire station further down Via de Luna. So we can see more than we've ever seen out there, which really aids us and to be able to get the traffic moving, time those green lights, be able to do some flushes, encourage people that go to the beach. If a rainstorm comes up, just hang out for a little while, because if everybody tries to leave at the same time, that creates chaos. If we can just have everybody just hang out for a little bit, we can get you off the island much more efficiently.
All right. Well, that's helpful. That's what we can do, you know, in the midst of everything else. But yeah, more cars every single time we look, and the more information, as you say, eyes on, is going to help you guys remotely operate things and make sure that they run more smoothly. Chris Phillips, he's the Escambia County Transportation Engineer. Hey, Chris, welcome to the job, and thank you so much for the work that y'all do to make our lives less annoying by making the traffic flow better, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
You bet. Tremendously important work, and you know, I really do appreciate that. All the stuff they've done with traffic flow management, particularly on the beach and on Davis Highway, it is easy to notice the difference these days than
absolutely.
It ever has been in the past.
He is my captain. Captain Phillips,
right.
Yeah. He's my captain now. Love you.
And that will become better and better as that ATMS gets more and more involved and comes online fully. 5:52 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars. And here's how you know you need to go there. I ask you this question, and you just give me an honest answer. Do you love your car? If the answer is yes, then fine. You know, it's not time. It's not time if you still love your car. But if your answer is one of these sort of like, well, I don't know, love's a bit strong, you know, or no, Andrew, not for several years. Well, this is why you go, because you should love your car. You should at least enjoy it. You shouldn't endure your car, right? You should have a car that you are proud of, you like looking at, you like thinking about, you enjoy being in and riding to and from work or trips or whatever you do, and you can go to Frontier Motors and make that happen. You know, don't just endure the car you've got. Enjoy the car that you've got. They've got 300 different cars, trucks, sedans. I drove past here yesterday. They had some Mini Coopers and sports cars and pickups. They got all kinds of stuff on that lot, and you can test drive as many as you want to drive. Find one that you really love. And then you can buy it and you'll get it at a good price because it'll only be a year or two old, but it'll be like new in condition. A quality cars is what they sell. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than a quarter century, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, the Astronauts will be rocking the Gulfside Pavilion at Bands on the Beach with their high-energy party tunes from the 80s, 90s, and beyond. Dance the night away at Pensacola Beach with Bands on the Beach. Remember, no pets and no glass.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1, to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College.
Have a boating question for Stefan? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Do you feel your music is racist in any way?
No,
of course not. We say love your brother. We don't say it really, but
we don't literally say it.
No, we don't say it.
We don't really literally mean it.
No, we don't believe it either. But
no, I don't.
Joy Division.
This is?
Yes.
Well, I know they're not making any more music.
No, that's true.
556
on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, obscure 80s new wave at your service. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Former President Trump being indicted reportedly by a federal grand jury over his handling of classified documents. NBC's Alice Barr with the latest.
Details are limited as the indictment is still under seal, but two sources briefed on the matter tell NBC News a grand jury is recommending 7 charges, including false statements and conspiracy to obstruct.
Marks the first time a former president could face federal charges. In an interview with Fox News Digital, Trump said he's totally innocent, plans to plead not guilty. 21 teenagers were hurt after an elevated walkway collapsed at a beach in Texas. Happened yesterday in Surfside, which is south of Houston. And officials say none of their injuries appear to be life-threatening, but it's not clear yet what caused that boardwalk to collapse. And Trader Joe's recalling jars of instant cold brew coffee. Apparently they could contain pieces of glass. The company says the products have been pulled from shelves, but customers could have some potentially affected jars of coffee at home. So if you've gone to a Trader Joe's anytime recently and picked up a jar of coffee.
Well, I mean, if it were on the ingredients list, you know, it's only yourself to blame if you. No, man, that's. Okay,
coffee, water, and
this
glass.
Is an obscure grab, but I'm going to ask anyway. David, do you remember the Looney Tunes where they're taking the like common cliches and expressions and making them look like real things? Like, does a cat have your tongue? And it's a guy, you know, the cat holding
yes.
the tongue. Yes. Or I was beside myself with anger. Two of the people in anger. Okay, so when you say the indictment is still under seal, in my head, I picture and then right underneath there is the indictment.
And now I can't unsee that in my head.
That's just, my brain has been trained by cartoons to misunderstand everything. And I'll take it, I guess. 558 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? I'm going to put this on your like radar to be aware of list because it's the kind of thing that we don't know an awful lot about yet, but Alabama legislators are now pushing for a 6-laning of I-65 all the way from Tennessee to the Gulf Coast. So an expansion from 4 lanes to 6 lanes, right? To 3 lanes instead of 2 lanes?
Sure. Well, we are Nashville's beaches.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
fair
that's
enough.
Great.
Hang on before you say that. How are they going to pay for it?
Well, money.
How are they going to pay for the I-10 widening?
And Governor Meemaw is going to put taxes out.
Okay. We don't know the answer yet. But based on how they're planning to pay for I-10 with a toll, I wouldn't put it past them to try to fund this with a toll also. We don't know yet. I'm just saying, pay attention.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.